Call for Action presents Of Consuming Interest, a public service show that discusses scams, deceptive offers, and other consumer concerns. Here's Call for Action's president and your host, Shirley Rooker.
Massage isn't just for relaxation anymore. It plays a very important role in maintaining a healthy and flexible body. There are a number of different types of massage, including deep tissue, Swedish, relaxation, tapping, kneading, and so on. We're going to discuss these techniques. My guest is Mark Croissant. He is the nationally certified massage therapist in practice in Alexandria, Virginia, and the owner of Massage by Mark. Mark, welcome. We've had you on the show before,
yes,
and
ma'am.
It's always delightful to see you.
It's good to see you again, too.
Now, you know, I'm a great believer in massage, but I don't believe in, I'm not one of these people that wants the relaxation massage. I want it to hurt. And I know that sounds really weird, and listeners are going to say, what in the world is she talking about? But what I've found is that massage techniques that really get at some of the issues that I have, because I exercise a lot and I get very tight muscles, and it does hurt.
But it hurts good.
It hurts good.
There's
because I feel so much better afterwards.
Good.
Now, what would you tell people who are looking for getting something to help their body? They've got shoulder pain, they've got back pain, they may have sciatica pain, and all of these things can be helped by massage, or at least I'm a believer that they can. What would you tell people who are looking to get massage? First off, how do they decide what's right for them?
The first thing is they have to know themselves. They have to know thyself. You have to figure out what you need to have done. Then you have to find out what kind of therapist can do that for you,
mm-hmm.
where they're located, and what they need to do for you.
Now, you are nationally certified.
Yes, ma'am.
Which is, to me, is very important because that means you've been through a lot of training.
Continuing training.
You know what you're doing. You don't want to just go to somebody that hangs out a shingle and says, I'm a massage therapist, because they could do a lot of damage. And I'm not trying to knock people, but I just want consumers to know that you need to do research on the person you're going to use.
Absolutely. I keep on doing training classes every year. And the truth of the matter is, just because you have that training and knowledge doesn't mean you have the experience or the touch, the sensitivity, the knowledge to do it properly.
And it really requires a lot of knowledge of the physique in order for you to understand the pain is not necessarily coming, the source is not necessarily where it hurts.
Not from, there's pain referral, there's referral from other spots. And the fact is, one pain may be causing some pain in another part of the body related to it, but not from that particular injury or illness.
Mm-hmm. So once you clear up the spot that's really having the problem, I know I had this with my shoulder.
Nice stuff, yes.
Pardon?
Find lots of nice stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And I had some real problems with my shoulders, and I think a lot of it was caused by my usage of computers and playing bridge and solitaire on the computer. And I began to have some really serious issues, and then I had someone working on my shoulders, and it has made a world of difference. I feel like a different person.
Computers are good for business.
Yes, I bet they are. Now, one of the things that you've done is you really have expanded into the corporate world. You have, like, you have chair will travel, I might call it, because
yes.
We're sitting here in the studio, and I'm looking at a chair which you can take to a corporate site and do massage on this chair.
10 to 15 minutes at a time.
Yeah. So you do a small amount of massage. Are you finding that companies are utilizing this? Are they realizing the importance of having healthy?
In several different respects, not only for employee benefits, but for employee health after times of stress. For example, nonprofits, they don't have a lot of money, but after a trade show, they want to show their employees how much they appreciated the work. Or before that, yes, there is an ongoing demand mm-hmm. for this kind of work.
Yeah, and so consequently, but you probably also see a lot of carpal tunnel and other issues like I've described with my shoulders from people who sit at their computers all day long, which a lot of us tend to do.
It's not to be understated, but good posture, good ergonomics at work. will put me out of business.
We don't want to do that.
I'm safe, I'm pretty sure.
I think you're pretty safe too, because so many of us have aches and pains. But I think what is significant is for people to realize that this really does play a part. And to me, it's an essential part of having a body that functions better. Now, I recently had total knee replacement in both knees. And before I had that done, I was getting massage therapy on my knees because they were my muscles were extremely tight. They were trying to compensate for lack of cartilage and for lack of balance.
Painful, too, I imagine.
Yeah, well, the knee itself wasn't that painful. But all of this helped get me through the surgery in really good shape. So when I came out of it, I was able to do all my exercises and things. It's so important, and yet I would suspect that a lot of people who have problems like I did wouldn't think to go to a physical therapist to get work done on their body in preparation for surgery.
Yeah, either physical or even a physical therapist, massage therapist. What happens is massage is becoming more and more noted for its help in medical type treatments. Mm-hmm. More and more doctors are recommending it for back pain. Listen, I read an article in Consumer Reports, saying that massage is now one of the top, not modalities, styles, things people are looking at to help manage their pain.
Yes, and that to me is so critical because painkillers don't do it. I mean, that's a temporary fix. You've got to do something that's long term. But what was astonishing to me is how tight my body was, and I wasn't even aware of it, that it wasn't functioning as well as it should. Now, before we went on the air, you were talking with one of the people here in the station, and you were talking about stance and hip placement and so on, when she would stand up. Now, that's important, isn't it? You looked at her and you were amazing me because I didn't see the things you were seeing. One of the shoulders was slightly higher than the other, and so was the hip. So what you're talking about here is body alignment.
Body alignment, how the muscles are working. One muscle was tighter than the other. Remember, if one muscle is tight, it's pulling part of your body in that direction. So sometimes I've seen people who say they have, not sciatica, the... I'll think of it later. But their back pain, or their back is pulled to one side.
Yes.
You release the muscles, and the back will move back in.
It straightens right up.
The muscles know what's going on.
Now, how often, when people are saying, oh, I can't afford to go to a massage therapist, is any of this covered by insurance?
You might have stuff by under your flexible spending account. One of the things I'm investigating for myself is the complementary medicine portions of insurances, where they have not the insurance companies, but they have another company providing alternative methods, therapies
to deal with issues.
From massage at a discount.
Okay, we're going to just take a brief pause here to let our listeners know they're tuned in to Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker, and my guest is Mark Parson. He is a nationally certified massage therapist in practice in Alexandria. And we're talking about how massage benefits your body. Now, we were just talking about the insurance. So really, you need to explore whether or not there is some possibility of insurance covering this, especially if it's something that's ordered by your doctor.
It's possible.
But we would distinguish what you do from that of a physical therapist?
Absolutely. The training is different. I mean, the goals are a little bit different. Actually, that's not true. The goal is to make you
the
happy
goals are
and
the
healthy.
Same. Sure.
Yeah. How we do it, how we get to that point. Mm-hmm. And a massage therapist can use some of the things. You know, when I went for physical therapy for my knees, they were using massage. They were using stretching.
Sure.
I use massage. I use stretching in my work,
and
too.
I think the important thing for people who are in pain is to try this. I mean, see if it helps you. And believe me, I find that it's the greatest thing in the world for me.
It's why I opened my own practice, because I prefer to work on chronic pain and medical type issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's what I'm very good at.
Right.
That researching, trying to figure out what's going on.
Exactly. And you're looking and evaluating someone. Yes, and I know when I first went to a physical therapist when I was having a sciatica problem, because I have scoliosis.
That's the word, scoliosis.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, that was a word. Yeah.
My name is Shirley. I have an S in my spine. I didn't intend that, but one has to keep one's sense of humor about all of this stuff.
It helps.
It helps. It does help. But I found that the physical therapist did much of what you were talking about in terms of looking at my body, seeing how I moved, seeing how it aligned, and figuring out things that I would never have thought of doing, but... It's amazing how it works. So consequently, I think people have to explore this. Now, you have a website. What is your website, Mark?
Very easy. It's Massage by Mark with a C, by the way, massagebymark.com.
Okay, Massage by Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, .com. And you do have tips, and people can email you
There's tips and information. They can book online. I mean, it's a great site.
Okay, so and if you have questions. Also,
please.
I think just do research on types of massage and find out what is available out there. Now, you hear, I know athletes, this is extremely important to athletes, the different techniques that are used on them after games.
From weekend warriors to professional athletes, massage can help get rid of the toxins and the lactic acids that they've created and help people recover recover quickly. For the athletes, of course, that's very important because from a professional standpoint, or even from an Olympic standpoint, the sooner you rehab or the sooner you recover, the faster you can start training and things like that.
So it reduces the chance of injury when you perform later, does it or does it not?
You know, anything to keep the muscles loose and relaxed, to help the body relax, it can't hurt. No, that's not a problem.
You were saying before that you are a great believer in stretching.
Oh, absolutely.
Stretching is very important.
Yeah, I would be a ball on the floor if I didn't stretch some.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stretch enough. That's the line. Everybody will tell you. I ask them, how much do you stretch? Well, I don't stretch nearly enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, well, I try to, but I'm sure that I could do more if I really devoted myself to it. But I do work out, and I do have someone who works on my body to help keep flexibility in there and keep my shoulders under control, and it's a lot better than surgery, let me tell you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it really makes a world of difference. But I also credit what I did with helping make my transition to my brand new knees a lot easier. Mm-hmm. So there are lots of reasons.
Now, I saw you springing in down the hall. You were jumping down the hall.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Leaping down the
Leaping,
hall.
Leaping, yeah.
Absolutely.
The pirouette was interesting.
It was very interesting. I didn't even know that's what it was. Mm. Okay, Mark. You've had enough fun with me right now. But let's go on and talk about picking out a therapist. We were talking about you need to figure out what you need to examine your body and think about what you need. But how do you do that? I mean, for example, with my shoulders, I was working with a trainer who identified some of the issues that I was having. So consequently, the massage that was used was pinpointed to the issues I was having with my shoulders. Do you do it by body part or type of massage that you want? Because if you're looking for relaxation, that's one thing. If you're looking for deep tissue, there's things called rolfing and kneading and rolling and whatever.
Well, rolfing, yes. The way I explain it to my clients, and I can't show you visually here, is a relaxation or a Swedish-type massage, the angle of the hand is nearly flat.
Mm-hmm.
The deeper the angle becomes, the deeper the massage becomes.
Okay.
For example, a rolfer might be straight, might be using their elbows or might using their thumbs or fingers straight down on your body. The important thing is, as far as figuring out what you need, first of all, we know thyself. We know my neck hurts. Oh,
okay.
My neck hurts. Well, that's a good start. I worked out this weekend. My back hurts. So we know basically where to begin. Then you look to see, for example, the AMTA has an online massage finder.
That's the American Massage
Massage Therapists Association.
Okay.
And it's not AMTA.org. It's American Massage Therapy, something like that.
Okay.
But what happens is you find somebody who maybe does Swedish first. I mean, if you've not had a massage, don't go and start with rolfing unless you really, really can accept some deep work. If you've got some experience.
That's painful. It can be painful.
Deep tissue work in general can be painful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why there's a hurts good and there's a hurts bad.
Right.
hurts bad is, of course, bad.
Injury.
Yeah, yes. You can go the wrong way. You can make it worse.
Right. I mean, I know when I have worked on my shoulders with my knots, I call them, it hurts. But they feel so much better.
By the end of 3 days, you probably are good for another week to 10 days.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And it doesn't take that long, and it's amazing. And then I do a lot of stretching exercises, enhance the effect of that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's really, to me, it is so critical that I do these things because it really keeps me functioning. And I like to work out. I don't want to stop that. So, you know, it's all part of the
package.
But
you found a trainer and a therapist who can do that for you.
Right, and that is so critical. Okay, so you decide what type of massage you want. Then I would think, in a sense, you're interviewing massage therapists, right? Because you want to make certain that they're going to do what you want.
I'll try and make this story brief. I had someone come into me when I was at the spa. It was a couple, actually. And the husband had a massage at another place. And after the massage, he was hurting. And he asked the therapist what he did. And he said, well, I decided you needed deep tissue work, so I did that for you. Guy was livid. I didn't ask for deep tissue work. So when he came to me, I nearly was scorched earth.
Right.
I said, what you tell me is what I'm going to do, and I will check in with you throughout the massage to make sure that's what you want. And long and short of it was, he kept on coming back to me. He and his wife were coming back because I listened. That's how I get a lot of my clients.
Exactly, right,
you know,
right. It's not somebody that's prejudged what you need. They listen to what you want. Well, and of course, make suggestions. And I think that's critical that you be able to talk with this person because you're having them work on your body. Let's just hold that thought for a minute and tell our listeners that they are tuned in to Of Consuming Interest. I'm Shirley Rooker. My guest is Mark Parsant. He is a nationally certified massage therapist in practice in Alexandria. And his website, if you'd like to go to it, you can get information there and get in touch. It's Mark with a C, M-A-R-C, at
that's my website.
Excuse me. Tell me what your massage.
It's www.massagebymark.com.
Okay. All right. Massagebymark.com. All right. Mark with a C. okay. So we were just talking about talking to your therapist, trying them out, finding out what they do. By the way, the guy that had the deep tissue massage, she shouldn't have been hurting later. Maybe a little soreness, but...
Well, he didn't get what he wanted. He knew his body.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And he told the therapist what he wanted, and the therapist thought he was smarter than the man who was inside his own body.
That would not be a good relationship.
No. And the one thing I ask my clients to do, and anybody who goes for a massage, don't be shy. Even if you're a shy person, the therapist should listen to you. You say, that hurts too much. That doesn't mean the therapist should go ahead and start pushing harder.
Mm-hmm.
I work well with people who communicate with me.
Sure.
I like bossy people because
you
can't...
like me.
Yes, but you're already taken massage-wise.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
If you tell me what you want to have done, then I can't do a bad massage because I will give you what you asked for.
You're not geographically compatible with me, Mark.
Half car will travel.
I've got to remember that.
Excuse me.
That's a good one. I like that. I was going to give it the half chair will travel.
It fits in the car.
You've got this wonderful massage chair that folds up. I was interested in seeing you unfolding this thing. But it's nice to know that we have options and that we should make our choices and feelings known to the person we're dealing with. Now, when you're working with a client, is this generally something that's a long-term program, or can it be an acute pain that goes away? You probably can't answer that question. But what is a person generally going to expect?
Well, this is what people ask me all the time, how often should they come in?
Mm-hmm.
It's not only a financial decision, but in this town, it's also a time decision.
Sure, it is.
So what I say is, the general rule of thumb is if you're in fairly good shape and you've had some massages, try to come once a month. If it's an acute injury or pain, you might try once a week. It depends on how much you're hurting. If massage helps, come as much as you can afford, both time-wise and financially.
Right, and that's good advice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to go to a massage therapist over in north of Baltimore. I drove there because I liked him so much, but the traffic, the commute got me. It was, I couldn't continue doing that.
You can't do that. Find a therapist who's
right.
Make sure they have parking.
And I only went like once every 2 or 3 weeks. But it really did make a difference. What a difference.
But all the stress you built up going there was not helping. I mean,
it
they
didn't
had to break
help.
Through that.
That's right. That's right. Mm. And so finally, I just had to make the choice to come back to my own area. Reluctantly, I might add, because this person was extremely good, you know, and that to me is what is crucial for you to find somebody you like, you can talk with, and that you can trust.
It's a partnership. When I make a suggestion, you don't have to accept it. If you make a suggestion, I might counter.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to make you feel better and to reach the same spot at the same time.
Yeah, literally and physically.
Absolutely.
Right.
Well, if they leave the room, it's hard for me to rub them. So
that's right. Well, what do you find that people are, would you say generally, are they coming more for deep tissue massage or are they doing relaxation or is it a mixed bag?
Depends on where they go. For me, it would be more of the deep tissue, chronic mm-hmm. pain, sports massage. Mm-hmm. When you go to a spa, you know, your 50-minute massage is, well, the therapists are great, but they are relegated to that to do as much as they can in 50 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And that means, you know, they can do good work, but it's not typically investigative, therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
There are some good therapists out there. They can do it, but right. It's that building up that rapport first.
Right. You have to be focused and the conversation about what you want. Any other tips for people who are in pain?
Yes. Besides getting massage, it's taking the time to figure out, to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
In this area, you know, people will run and run and run and complain about hurting, but they won't take the time or make the effort to change, to work towards feeling better. You know, if stretching does it, 10 minutes of stretching.
It'll do a lot for your body.
Yeah.
You know, I also have what I call a roller, and they're also hard plastic.
The foam roller.
No, this is not foam.
Oh, no?
This is a roller that has handles on it, and it turns, and you can use it. I find it particularly useful for massaging the calves or my thighs. I can't do my back with it, but it's about a foot and a half long, and it has handles, and it rolls.
I know what you're
Yeah.
There are lots
Tiger
of little,
Tail, I think it's called. I'm not pushing a brand, but.
No, there's a little S-hook tool. You can't see that here on air, but you can do your back with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to go to a massage therapist. Wait,
did I say that? You didn't, did
no,
you?
But, no.
But you know what? It's probably a good idea to get someone to show you how to use these products effectively.
You could hurt yourself, sure.
Yeah,
but you can also get
videos. These are not that drastic. But there are rollers. You can get these foam, and you can get out on the floor and roll your body. And it hurts, but it's doing some massage. But I find that doesn't really work too well for me. I need the hands-on.
You pointed out something very important. What happens if you don't have the right work with the massage therapist? If that person, he or she, is a good therapist and they understand that and you tell them that,
mm-hmm.
their job is to help find you a therapist who can help you.
That's not
readily done
that's
these days.
That's not easy.
No.
Well, Mark, I'm such a believer in what you do, and I'm delighted that you've started a new business in doing it, and I'm delighted that you have chair and will travel. So at any rate, and I'd like to thank our listeners who've been tuned in of Consuming Interest right here in Federal News Radio 1500 AM. My guest has been Mark Parsant. He's a nationally certified massage therapist, and he's in practice in Alexandria, Virginia, and he's the owner of Massage by Mark, and that's Mark with a C. And I am Shirley Rooker. We are so delighted that you joined us today, and go out and get a massage and feel great. Thank you.
Of Consuming Interest is a public service program presented by Call for Action, hosted by Shirley Rooker. Call for Action is an international nonprofit network of hotlines which offer free and confidential assistance. If you have a complaint, contact Call for Action at 301-652-HELP. That's 301-652-HELP.